I never have realized how sad Mother's Day can be. It's a joyous time to many, and yet it's also a sad time for others, because their mother has gone on to be with the Lord. I still have my mother and a grandmother, and as Brother Roland, we could have said amen and went home after your prayer, Brother Roland. And as we have sung, "Because He Lives," and thankful for our mothers, it's a sad time, yes, but knowing that a mother or your mother is with the Lord Jesus, it's sad, but yet it's not over, is it? But how horrific it would be to have a mother who did not know Jesus. That's horrific. A horrific thought. And how horrific it would be for a mother to have a child who has not ever given themselves fully over to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Yes, it's a sad time, but it could be a horrific time for some. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10. As we look this morning, this last chapter in Proverbs, wisdom literature. And yet, it's very practical, but there's a spiritual teaching behind every practical teaching of wisdom. And Proverbs 31 speaks of a godly woman, a godly wife, and a godly mother. And on Mother's Day, how fitting it is to look at Proverbs 31. I'm just going to read one verse and then look at others later on during the message this morning. I want to invite you to stand for the reading of God's Word. Proverbs 31, verse 10. Who can find a virtuous woman, a virtuous wife, a wife of great character? Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far beyond rubies. Let's pray. Lord, we do thank you again for the mothers that we have as part of this church family. Lord, we thank you and ask your blessings upon them today and the rest of this year, Lord. May they be blessed of you. God, I pray that if there is a person that has a horrific thought of not knowing you, may your grace and mercy, Lord, please, we beg and plead for mercy this morning. May your Holy Spirit touch the heart. And may you draw that person or persons unto you today. And you will receive glory and power forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. Who can find a virtuous wife? Who can find? See, young men, a virtuous wife is worth searching for, isn't she? To find a virtuous, a woman of great character, she is worth searching for. Let me tell you something. You won't find a virtuous woman out bar hopping. You won't find one there. You won't find one in places that is very worldly. She's worth searching for, a virtuous wife. You'll find a virtuous wife in God's house in worship. You'll find a virtuous wife in a home with godly parents. She is worth searching for, She's worth looking for. I found my wife, one of my Uncle Leo's saying was, corn fed. He told me one day I was digging a hole. Him and Daddy was standing above me, and some girls came walking down the road at Deer Park on the Mississippi River. And I, 15-year-old boy, I kind of stood up out of the hole and saw them girls. And Uncle Leo told me, son, them are corn-fed river girls. You don't know what you got till you get one of them. And that thought has been in my mind. And so one night, frog hunting on the Crowville Cutoff, went up to a house with a man I was frog hunting with. His name was Stanley Davis. He was a minister of music at First Baptist Church, Crowville. His wife was a great leader, woman leader in the church, worked in the nursery and did all sorts of ministry in the community. And there I was and at that house on that river, and I met Alicia. I noticed her for the first time. And she was a corn-fed river girl. I found one. Corn-fed. That's an old saying. Corn-fed meant special, okay? Virtuous. The Bible says virtuous, and that means far beyond corn-fed. It means a woman of character, a woman of good valor, a woman that is worth searching for. To look for. In transition this morning, you and I are called the bride of Christ, the church, the bride. Are you worth? Listen to me. When Christ comes back, will He find you and I virtuous? Will He find you and I faithful? In Luke chapter 16, verse 10. Luke chapter 16, verse 10. Jesus tells a parable of talents and using these talents to increase the kingdom. And in Luke chapter 16, verse 10, He says, "He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much. And he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much." Being faithful. God has given you responsibility. God has placed a calling on your life as a child of God. Will He find you faithful when He comes back? Will you be faithful? This great proverb that speaks of a wife says, "Who can find a virtuous wife?" And my question in transition to the church, will Christ find you and I faithful? People of character and people who are living godly by His grace. Will we be faithful? You see, a mother, back in Proverbs 31, we see a great counsel of a godly mother in this same chapter. Let's look what a godly mother will counsel a son or a daughter. Look in verse 1 of Proverbs 31. The words of King Lemuel. The utterance which his mother taught him. "What, my son? And what, son of my womb? And what, son of my vows?" You see, he had a godly mother. And this was her son that she's counseling. "Do not give your strength to women, nor your ways to that which destroys kings." You see, you need to be searching for a godly wife, for a virtuous wife. Don't give yourself to ways that destroys men. Verse 4, it is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes intoxicate and drink, lest they drink and forget the law, and pervert the justice of all the afflicted. Don't give yourself to such a thing that will cause you to lose your witness. Give strong drink to him who is perishing, and wine to those who are bitter of heart. That goes along with the New Testament. Paul told Timothy to drink a little wine for your stomach's sake. It was used for medicine. Let him drink and forget his poverty and remember his misery no more. It was used for pain. Don't give yourself to such a thing. See, this is a counsel of a godly mother. By the way, you the church, the bride of Christ, you're royalty. Live like you're royal because you are the child of the King of Kings. Don't give yourself to something that'll lose your witness before others. Or it will cause you to live ungodly, because when you take of intoxicating things, you will forget God's Word and you won't know what has gotten a hold of you. Do not be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Holy Spirit of God. Let that control your life. Don't come to me and say it's okay to drink. And a godly mother will tell her children, don't give yourself to such a thing. Live godly. You are royalty. Open your mouth for the speechless, she tells her son in verse 8. In the cause of all who are appointed to die. Open your mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy. Open your mouth for those who are appointed to die. Be a witness, my son. Be a witness, my daughter. Don't give yourself the stuff that'll cause you to lose your witness, but live godly and be a witness, because there's people dying and going to hell. The student you sit by on your desk at school is dying and going to hell apart from Christ. Be a witness. Open your mouth and be a witness. Speak the words of truth. Speak the words of Scripture. Be a witness. That's a counsel of a godly mother. Amen. If you want to know what a godly mother is, read the book. Read the book. Quit watching ungodly mothers on television and pattern your lives according to them. Pattern your life to the book, God's Word. Who can find a virtuous wife? Who can find a godly wife? You see, her counsel to her children is so valuable. Verses 27 and 28, this same chapter says, she watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. He praises her because her counsel is so godly and she is such a great witness. Men and women, if you have influence in any way, you have responsibility. That's why being a teacher in the New Testament blood-bought church You have influence, and you have a responsibility to be faithful. That's why there shouldn't be many masters in the church, which means in that passage in James means there shouldn't be that many teachers in the church, because it's an awesome responsibility to be faithful to the Lord. Don't go in there and teach God's Word and then don't even show up when there's a major decision for the church to make. Be faithful. Who can find a virtuous wife? Who can find a woman who is so faithful? Verse 10, again it says, her worth is far above rubies. Her worth is far above worldly riches. Far above. I was in a meeting in Ellick Tuesday, and the executive board, state convention, anyway, the man who's in charge of the Guidestone, our annuity, he's telling the pastors, I wish I would have wrote word for word, but he went up to the microphone and said, I'm the man who takes care of your worthless dollars. And I manage your worthless dollars with worthless banks. He was insinuating that the American dollar is worthless now because we owe so much to other countries. Worthless. And it seems that we give our lives to worthless things. When I was first married, my bass tracker was worth a lot to me. When I was first married, my brand new F-150 crystal blue pickup truck was worth a lot to me. My tackle box with all those brand new glistening bass baits, $4 a piece, was worth a lot to me. My brand new 270 Winchester, I believe it was Winchester. I had to hock it to finish college. But brand new 270 was worth a lot to me. And there my wife and my little son was sitting at home without a daddy. Because I would work and work and work, and then I would go play and play and play, and I had a little son who wanted to play catch with his daddy. And I was giving my life to worthless things and thought I was doing the right thing. But my wife was worth so much more than any worldly riches that I could work for. The Bible says, who can find a virtuous wife? Her worth, she is far beyond any worldly riches that a man could gather up for himself. Worth of her. You see, a man is supposed to love his wife as Christ loves the church. And he loved the church so much that what did he do? He laid his life down. He gave his life for the church, for you and I. Her worth exceeds anything that a man can come up with. She's worth more than your bass fishing partner. She's worth more than your golf buddy. She's worth more than a group of buddies. She's worth more than any ruby on earth. Any worldly riches. The worth of a godly mother goes far beyond anything that we can come up with. The Bible calls a godly wife a gift from the Lord. She's a gift. She's your helpmate. She is there beside you. That's worth something. Verse 11 says, the heart of her husband Safely trust her. Safely trust her. It's hard. It was hard for me to give my heart to somebody. Now someone has all my heart. Her name's Alicia. But that's something hard for a man to do, women, to give our heart to somebody. You're a gift from the Lord, but when a man gives you his heart, he's giving you the greatest gift he can give you. The heart is who he is. It's what he believes. It's the very seat of our emotions. And the Bible says a godly wife, that a man gives his heart, the heart of her husband, safely trusts her. Seeing a godly wife, a virtuous wife, when you give a heart to such a godly woman, it is safe. You can only do that with a godly wife. Because that heart is precious. It's who we are. I know being in the military and serve overseas, when I was in there, I remember seeing some guys that, they were having some rough times because of their wives. And some of you men may have experienced something like that. And I guess when I finally started trusting my wife, because I could trust her. She was faithful. Even though I was on the other side of the world, she was not going to the bars. She was not going to the NCO club or nothing like that. My wife was at home with my son. And I could safely trust her. See, her worth is far beyond rubies. Because her husband can safely trust his heart. So, her worth is valuable. Transitioning to the church. What are you worth? What are you worth? Well, I'm not worth nothing, you may think. But do you know your worth in Christ, church? 1 Peter chapter 1. Please turn there with me. 1 Peter chapter 1. I encourage you to read the whole chapter, read the whole book, but let me read you two verses this morning. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 and 19. Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things. This word redeemed means to be paid for. You see, the wages of sin is death. The payment of sin is death. Spiritual death. But redemption is being paid for. So you've been redeemed, you've been bought. Not with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. So, church, you're worth something. You've been bought with the blood of Christ. That's far beyond silver or gold. That's far beyond rubies. Your worth is far beyond rubies because you've been bought with the blood of Jesus. Amen? That's something to go home with, isn't it? Your worth in Christ. Your worth in Christ goes far beyond worldly treasure. You can't buy it. You can't earn it. But you can receive His grace and plead His mercy because you've been bought with the blood of Christ. You're worth something. Going back to the very beginning of the message, yes, it's a sad time for some. There's something better coming. Amen. It's a happy time for others when you hear a little baby. How sweet to hold a newborn baby. For some, you're sitting in condemnation right now. You know you're condemned before a holy, righteous God. You're condemned. But those who are in Christ, there is no condemnation. You see, you can receive Christ as Lord and Savior this morning. You can have eternal life in Christ. You can have a relationship with a holy God through Christ because of His blood He shed on the cross. You can have a happy Mother's Day. Boy or girl, man or woman, this can be a happy Mother's Day. I'll be here during the invitation to help anyone to receive Christ. Let us pray. Lord, we do thank You for today again. And we thank You for Your grace and mercy. Lord, that we have been bought by the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, we worship in His name. We live in His name. Our faith is in Him. Lord, we want to say thank You again. We praise You. And Lord, may we tend to eternal things at this time. In Jesus' name, amen.